So we're joined today by violist Simone Gramaglia from the Quartetto di Cremona, or the Cremona Quartet, a group that has been featured several times actually on this program, but now they have a new release in their Beethoven project, all the complete string quartets. Let's talk a little bit about the last time that we spoke. Actually, you were right here in the studio with us.
Yeah, it was amazing. We enjoyed a lot to travel in the United States. It was a bit hard because, I mean, it was a long journey. But we came back to Italy very happy.
Let's just go back and talk about the quartet briefly for people who maybe didn't see that interview. You're based in Cremona, but you're not all from Cremona. You and one of the violinists are actually from Genoa, right?
Yeah, actually, we are all from Genoa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The families, our families are not from Genoa. For example, the family of the second violin, they are all from Brescia in the north. But we all were born in Genoa. So let's say we are a Cremona Quartet, Quartetto di Cremona from Genoa. Let's say something like that.
Okay. But you call it the Cremona Quartet because you formed in Cremona.
Yeah, we formed in Cremona and we studied in Cremona and the quartet was born there. And we wanted to dedicate, the name of the quartet to the great town of Stradivari.
You've got two different works on here, and let's talk first about the quartet, Opus 132. He wrote this in 1825. It's a late work for Beethoven. What sets this particular quartet apart from the others?
We love this quartet particularly because of the character, the general character of the quartet. For example, the last movement, it sounds already sounds very romantic, very passionate. And particularly for the third movement, the canzona di ringraziamento, the Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. I think, song. I mean, it's a movement that we love very much because we started playing quartet, listening to it from the Quartetto Italiano, and our first string quartet teacher, Piero Farulli, the viola player from the Quartetto Italiano, he talked a lot about this movement because he said that this movement was the reason why he played quartet. So, I mean, we have a long story with this movement. It's something that is really special. It's an adagio of almost 18 minutes. It's unbelievable that at that time a composer could think to write an adagio of more than 10 minutes. I mean, so long. And it's something that we really love to play. And as we wanted to do also another special work, that is the quintet, we decided to link to the quartet that we love most in the Beethoven works.
Well, we should say, just for listeners who don't know the story, that the third movement of that quartet that you mentioned is kind of a Thanksgiving song that Beethoven wrote, because he'd been very ill the year before that. I mean, he thought he was actually going to die, and he didn't. So he wrote this long adagio to express his thanks for his convalescence. And I think it's a turning point in Romantic music, in the Romantic era, because you know, you listen to that and you can even hear Mahler or other composers that came much later that really used music as a vehicle for self-expression.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely true. It's a big change in this music. It's a big change in classical music. And it opens, as you said, the doors to the romantic music and to the future, because it's a kind of visionary music. I mean, it's unbelievable, yeah.
Now, Now, you also have the string quintet on here. Now, this is a complete string quartet. Why did you decide to include a quintet, and why this viola quintet in particular?
We decided to include this quartet mainly for one reason. It's the only original string quintet that Beethoven wrote for this formation. And we think that it's a good bridge between the Opus 18 and the Opus 59, so the middle string quartets, because there is nothing in the middle about this kind of formation. And particularly, for example, in the last movement, you can already listen the changing that Beethoven is doing on his mind, leaving the Opus 18 to, like, you know, his experience in the classical style, following certain rules, and opening the doors to new ideas and new form, new length. And it's the reason why then when you listen to the Opus 59, then you don't recognize, I mean, the early Beethoven, because everything was changed. So we thought that to put this string quintet, that mainly is usually string quartet plus one instrument, one guest instrument, in this case second viola, was a sort of a must for us, just to give this cycle a complete meaning. And the fact that there are two violas, I say this as a viola player, is wonderful, because the richness of the sound is very particular. I mean, of course, with two cellos or with a piano, the quintet is wonderful too. But two violas give to the color of the ensemble something special.
Now, just to be clear, you were playing first viola?
Yeah.
In this?
Yes.
It's your quartet, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
But tell us about the other gentleman who joined you, Lawrence Dutton.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It's the viola player of the Emerson String Quartet. I mean, like, for us was, for me and for all my colleagues, he's, you know, like a hero. We listen to the Emerson String Quartet since we are young, because if you think I'm 40 years old, and the Emerson String Quartet is celebrating 40 years of career this year. I mean, you know, they were playing when I was born. So to have the opportunity to play with Larry was amazing. And honestly, I must say that we like him very much, also musically and artistically. So, and I must say, when he arrived, you never know when you have to play with someone that you don't know with whom you never played, how it could go. But he arrived with a great energy, with a great joy of playing, and it was extremely easy to play together.
So you were very lucky that you made that choice.
Yeah.
Because
you never
know what it would be like, because you had never worked with him before, right?
Never, ever. And you never know, maybe when a star like Larry come to play with a group, let's say a young group, you never know also about his reaction. Maybe he starts to play, then he stops after a few bars and say, okay guys, I'm very sorry, you are not good enough, I can't play with you. Because to record a CD is something that is not it's not just a concert. The CD will go around the world, so everyone has to be happy. But nothing of that happened, and we had a great time in Italy. We recorded in Italy, so probably this helped a lot to create a good atmosphere with the wonderful food. I mean, we cared a lot that Larry could be happy on every side of every aspect, let's say.
Yeah, you treated him very well, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Are you finished with Beethoven for a while now? Because you've completed this series, or is he still a big part of your repertoire? Or I know you're moving on to Mozart now. You have a new Mozart project, right?
Yeah, we started in January. We started with the Mozart cycle, and we are playing it mainly in Italy at the moment. A lot of places, a lot of seasons. And I must say, it's beautiful, even if we are a little bit, let's say, tired with to play cycles, entire cycles, because, you know, a cycle is very demanding, because you have to be to you have to pay attention to everything, you have to not to put too many music because you have to concentrate on the Mozart's, and they are 23 string quartets. But anyway, our next recording project, we would like to do something totally different. Will be one quartet, one string quartet, and the piano quintet by Camille Saint-Saëns, and we are going to record it in 20 days, in always, of course, in Foundation Spinola Banna.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, that is completely different, isn't it?
But yeah,
that's great. We look forward to that. The recording is Volume 5 of the Beethoven Complete String Quartets from the Quartetto di Cremona, the Cremona Quartet. We've been speaking with their violist, Simone Gramaglia, who joined us from Italy today. We'll post links to their website and where to find the recording at WGTE.org. And, of course, you can visit their website at QuartettoDiCremona.com. That's two T's in Quartetto, by the way. And, Simone, congratulations on this great project, and best of luck to you and the quartet. And thank you so much for joining us today here on FM 91.
Well, thank you to you. It was a pleasure to talk to you again, and hope to see personally you again
Yeah.
quite soon.
I hope so, too.